It's Friday, the 13th of February. Friday the 13th. Ooh. It's a beautiful morning. There was daylight in the southern sky at 7 o'clock this morning. Well, 5 past 7 as I wandered. Wandered into my south-facing study room. And now it's even brighter. The clouds are being lit by the sun. Just bright clouds, but really bright. Very calm and still this morning again. I've had quite a lot of mornings like that over the past couple of weeks, actually. I'll have to say that the skies to the west look a bit dark. Other than that, it's a beautiful morning. I mean, I suppose if I was standing facing west, I wouldn't say it was a beautiful one. I have the advantage of always facing south. Although I can't turn my head, you know. Yeah, I learned that a while ago. I had a good sleep last night again, although I have to admit that. And strange as it may seem, we were watching a programme. Well, it's a series, New Tricks. People in other countries might not know what New Tricks is all about. Brian, one of the retired detectives, was having bother sleeping, much to his wife's dismay. And my wife looked over at me and said, yeah, I know how she feels. But I have been sleeping well, but I know that I do. I'll toss and turn a wee bit, but then I get uncomfortable in one position, and yeah. So anyway, she was quite right, because last night was actually probably the worst night for a while. Although I slept well, I got a few nudges. But I'm feeling very positive this morning again. I'm feeling good physically. I've done a lot of work yesterday. Really did do an awful lot of work yesterday, and I'm pleased with that. I'm looking in front of me at masses of green ivy. I can't remember the type of ivy this is. It's an evergreen one, and it's very vigorous. And it was taking over the front of the house, the rising soffit up to the apex. And I had to clear some of it away because there's a new conservatory going up, which requires a bit more height at the front house. So I started to, and then I realised just how vigorous it was. It was eating the house. So I had to hack it down, and yesterday I got the worst of it down. Some of these the bits I was pulling down were 15 foot long. I mean, they make fantastic gardens in some kind of shopping mall. Unfortunately, the wee house sparrows that roost there at each night had no place to roost last night. And I really felt awful guilty. I really did. I felt terrible. I'm ripping their overnight bedding away here. And where are they going to go? Well, I don't know where they went last night, but they were in the weeping larch tree outside our bedroom window this morning. So I think they found maybe a spot round about my evergreen part of the garden. It's quite dense. I'm just guessing that. Or maybe in the big woodland conifer or something. But they must have roosted close because they were in the larch tree this morning. Which is good news, it means I've hung about. We've got our new windows coming today. So Mary is bailing up to her brother's in her hometown. He's at work, but she's got the key to his house. And her sister stays across the road, so she'll get her tea and a wee blether across there. And then I'll call her when all the work's done. Well, not that I'll be doing any work, but you know what I mean. Definitely feels more, although it's cold this morning, definitely feels more and more like spring. Well, very, very early spring, but it does have that air with the bright skies and the calm air and the bird song. And I hadn't noticed my snowdrop, the big plump. Well, they're not lifted their heads to open up, but there are dozens of white, well, snowdrops. Yes, because that's what they look like, snowdrops. But they don't look like snowdrops while they're in that stage. When they're ready, they lift their heads up and open, and no longer look like a snowdrop. Ah, I love this. When I see, well, there's more shoots of something else. Even in front of me, there's shoots from a tulip. Tulips, I think there's two or three down there. Oh, I get excited at this time of the year. Just to see snowdrops and then. That Irish singer, Dana. What's that song she sings? Snowdrops and something else. I just dropped the note there. A key. Yeah, she had a lovely song about that. It's very, very twee. It's very twee. I'm sure two or three of my Irish friends will remember that song. Ah, snowdrops and forget-me-nots. Remind me of you. Well, who's in a flippant mood this morning then? Cheery mood. I hear geese. There they go. About, hard to say, 60 in V formation. Oh, does it get any better? The birds in the garden, geese flying overhead, sun shining in the south, calm air, and a whole feeling of spring. Some mornings are just magical.